Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jesse the Planner. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. Do you have trouble? I think everybody in life has had trouble. I want to talk about trouble doesn't need to trouble you. Now, I know it's there. I don't deny what goes on around me. I deny its right to affect me because of what I believe. So that's the answer to trouble. Even though it may try to trouble you in every area of your life, God's word is far above trouble. Let me give you some wonderful scripture. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. What does peace mean? Nothing broken, nothing missing. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have trouble. But be of good cheer, not because of the trouble. I have overcome the world. Isn't that amazing? If God has overcome the world, you can overcome the world, because he said, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. That's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Now, you know, I mean, I know trouble is not easy, but I want to tell you something. You can overcome it, not some of the time, all the time. Here's another great verse, Psalms 46, verses 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength. Watch this. A very present help in trouble. So if you think you're by yourself, if you're going through some trouble, man, don't worry about that. Now, God is with you. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. In other words, you don't need to worry about nothing. Selah. It don't make no difference because God's in you, around you, and it's just such a blessing of the Lord. I've said it so many times, I got to say it again. I've had many opportunities to fail. I just don't take any. I've had many people try to get me to recognize trouble and focus on trouble. See, to me, that's a satanic distraction that he's trying to make an attraction so you can get your eyes on it. I don't deny problems, but I look for answers. If I see a trouble coming, before it gets to me, I already got an answer. And it's just such a blessing. So trouble doesn't need to trouble you. That's that great joy of the Lord. It is your strength. Now, joy is the fruit of the Spirit. Happiness is an emotional feeling. And if you get both of them together, I'll tell you, it's amazing what you can do. And trouble will flee from you in every which way, shape, or form. You can tell when trouble starts up. You can feel if you're about ready to have an argument with your husband or your wife. You feel it coming on. Rebuke that. Not your husband. Not your wife. Don't rebuke them. Rebuke the trouble. Satan trying to get you to say something you shouldn't be saying or to do something you shouldn't be doing. It is literally that something. You control your life. You control your destiny. I am. Look at me when I say this. I am the architect of my life. In other words, I draw the plans, not the devil, not what he's designed to try to get me to flip-flop, do whatever. No. I'm the architect of my life. When you have an architect and he draws the plans, all you got to do is hand it to a contractor. He looks at the plans, and he starts building the house. In the architect's mind, the house is already built, even though there's not one piece of lumber out there or one piece of pipe or steel or whatever you build your home with. Think about that. See, you're the architect of your life. So trouble should not be trouble. Now, people get mad at you when you don't get trouble. Well, who do you think you are? Everything God says. Why are you so blessed? Well, he said, be blessed in the city, in the field, going in, going out. At all those locations, I'm blessed. Look for the blessing stations. Glory to God. They're all over, man, my God. And that's the word of God. It's filled with the blessing of God. And the word blessed means empowered to prosper. Now, that's an amazing thing, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't care what the economy's doing. I don't deny it or anything of that nature. I just faith the fact that my God, is he your God or is there a God to you? No, you got to get personal with this. My God shall supply. When I talk to Kathy, I say, or when I introduce Kathy, I don't say, this is Kathy the prayer. I said, this is my wife. Or she'll say, this is my husband. Yes, sir. My personal. See, don't ever become personal with trouble. You don't need trouble and get to a person with that you just expect it every day. You know, they used to have that little thing, gloom and despair and agony on me, deep dark depression, excessive misery. What was the name of that? Hee-haw. That was the name of that show on television. No, I'm not dealing with that. I don't let trouble trouble me, and neither should you, because of who God is in you and around you. Faith that fact and trouble will be over.